The anonymous San Francisco resident was in the city a week before they tested positive with the Omicron variant of COVID-19, the first in the U.S. to do so. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci made the announcement.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative. The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point. So this is the first confirmed case of COVID-19 caused by the Omicron variant detected in the United States.
Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco obtained a sample from the patient Tuesday night and worked feverishly into the wee hours of the morning to assemble the genetic sequence, finding it to be the Omicron variant. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention then confirmed the genome sequence. California Governor Gavin Newsom says it was inevitable and hailed the state's leadership in biotechnology for the find. He spoke at an event to promote vaccinations in Merced, noting 91% of California adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
This was predicted, and it, again, is not surprising the state of California because of its sequencing and because of its aggressive testing protocols, including, by the way, creation of our own state testing lab and the work we continue to do to lean in and not be shy in terms of being led by science.
Newsom also expressed confidence in the state's efforts to control the virus and says he doesn't anticipate imposing another stay-at-home order or other shutdown measures. That's the same message coming from San Francisco officials. San Francisco Public Health Director Grant Colfax praised the infected person for reporting their symptoms, noting they were vaccinated and have since fully recovered.
Get your booster if you're eligible. Continue to wear those masks inside where required. Continue to take the steps that we know that have been successful in San Francisco to prevent major loss of life and to slow the spread of this virus. We know how to do this, San Francisco. At this time, we do not anticipate changing any of our health orders or changing any current restrictions or imposing new restrictions on activity in San Francisco. We're obviously following these developments very closely. We will share additional information as we have it.
Little is known about the severity of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The state's top doctor, Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli, says while there is more to learn about the Omicron variant, the fact that the vaccinated person had mild symptoms is promising.
The evidence that an individual with Omicron identified by sequencing actually has mild symptoms is improving, I think is a testimony to the importance of the vaccinations. We have a lot more to learn about Omicron. We have a lot more to learn about the effect and impact the vaccinations will have, whether it's more virulent, whether it affects kids more than prior strains, the Delta or others. So we still have a lot to learn, and that's doubling down on the message of vigilance. We ask Californians to do the things the governor said. Get vaccinated, get boosted if you're eligible now. Don't wait.
Officials say Omicron is more transmissible than the Delta variant. It's unclear if it's more deadly. At least 23 other countries have reported Omicron infections. Joining the U.S. in reporting first-time cases are Nigeria and Saudi Arabia, marking the first known Omicron infections in West Africa, the Persian Gulf region, and North America. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.